All right. Good afternoon, everyone. As always, I'm thankful that we are gathered together to have a word of inspiration and prayer. It's such a blessing to be able to come together every Friday. It is a gift that has been given to us, and I am thankful. We're going to get right into the word of inspiration on this afternoon. And today's word of inspiration was inspired by a conversation I had with someone this week. And today's word of inspiration is entitled Moving from Fear to Prayer. Moving from fear to prayer. And if I can give it a subtopic, it would be fear will not be my portion. So moving from fear to prayer. But let us pray over the word of inspiration. Father, we thank you. We give you all praise. We honor you. And we just magnify your name. We thank you for your presence in our lives. And we just thank you for your presence even over the phone line. Father, I pray that you will use me to share what you've already given me to share and to inspire and to encourage someone, oh God, to move from fear, whatever fears they may have in their life, to prayer. Father, I ask that you will speak. I pray that you will anoint me to deliver in the way that you want this word to be delivered. And I pray this word will bless someone's life, oh God, as it has already blessed mine on today. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, today's word of inspiration is entitled Moving from Fear to Prayer. It's been said that one of the most popular weapons the enemy uses against the body of Christ is fear. And when we think about it, fear comes in a whole lot of different forms. Fear of relationships, fear of failure, fear of disappointing God, and even fear of even disappointing ourselves, if we're honest. Fear of sickness, fear of death, whether our death or death of a loved one, fear of the unknown and fear of abandonment. And the list can go on and on and on. And what we need to realize is that fear can paralyze us so that we will never reach our God assignment potential. And I am a witness to this. So what I want to do is I want to share with you some important facts concerning fear. Fear has nothing on you if you don't let it. It's your choice. I'm going to say that again. Fear has nothing on you, has nothing on us if we don't let it. It's our choice. We have to choose to not allow fear and anxiety to control our lives, because if it does, it controls everything. Choose to guard your heart. Choose to focus your mind on what is truth in the midst of uncertain times. This is why it's so important for us to choose to focus on the word. Choose to go from fear to prayer and watch God show himself mighty on our behalf once again. Why? Because we have no reason to fear. Let me just share this with you. The effects of fear. If we look at the scripture, Job, the 4th chapter, verse 14, the word says, fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Now, this is a terrible kind of fear, because that kind of fear can cause torment. It can cause terror and worry and inferiority complex. Many of us have experienced that. Inadequate feelings and always sensing danger, or that kind of fear can have us to have nightmares, physical uncontrollable trembling for no reason, that kind of fear. But the purpose of fear is to keep you in bondage. And don't you know that God does not want us in bondage? Psalms 8:15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. We need to understand that bondage is being imprisoned without prison walls. Bondage is being imprisoned without prison walls. And many of times we've allowed ourselves to be imprisoned with our minds, imprisoned with our emotions. Fear is not having control over one's action and being a slave to the situation. The purpose of fear is to make one a slave instead of a master. And that is not what we've been called to do. Don't you know that we were created to have dominion? That's the word of God. If we look at Genesis, the 1st chapter, verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. However, along the way of fear crept in somehow. But think about Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, verse 7. I have seen servants on horses while princes walk on the ground like servants. A fearful person will never fulfill his or her destiny. I'm going to say that again. If we remain fearful, we're not going to be able to fulfill our purpose and our destiny, because we're what? Bound. We're in bondage. And again, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if we are in Christ, we are free. So I declare over everyone who was listening to this word of inspiration that fear will not be your portion. Now let's talk about how fear comes. If we look at Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And unfortunately, fear also comes by hearing, not by the word of God, but by other words. How many times have you heard something said to you or suggested to you, and then fear crept into your spirit? It can also be by seeing, by thoughts, and by feelings. Guard what you hear. We have to guard what we see. What we need to do is block fear from coming in, and it's up to us to block it and to guard our hearing and to guard what we're seeing. Counteract what you see and what you hear with God's word. It's the word of God that gives us the strength. It's the word of God that will direct us. Remember the 12 spies from Numbers, the 13th chapter, verses 26 to 33, they saw the giants in the land and fear crept in, and they concluded that they could not possess the land. And Joshua and Caleb saw the same thing and concluded that they were able to take the land. And then the 10 spies, they brought the negative report, perished in the wilderness along with what generation of Israelites? Only Joshua and Caleb made it to the promised land. The purpose of heaven for them was to make it to the promised land. Fear brought doubt, and doubt prevented them from trusting God, and they failed to fulfill their destiny. Fear, I have to say, this is an evil report. Fear is about things that have not happened. If it has happened, the law of I once heard somebody say, the law of probability tells us there is a chance that it will not happen. So therefore, fear is false evidence appearing real. I don't know how many of you have heard that before, but fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is false, and it's not true. Now, how should we deal with fear? Remember the promises of God, Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then God said, I am with you in that scripture. He says, I am that God in that scripture. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So we can't depend upon ourselves, but who do we need to depend on? God, because he is the I am that I am. Then Joshua 1 and 9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And then what about Psalms 23 and 4? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. If God is with us, we have no reason to fear. So let me give you one more word or some more word. Isaiah 41, verses 11 through 14 says, behold, all things who were insist against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. That's the word of God. Then verse 12 says, you shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. Verse 13 says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand. Isn't that good news right there? Saying to you, fear not, I will help you. God is always by our side. So even when we start fearing, we have to remind ourselves, wait a minute, God, you promised that you would never leave me. You promised that you would never forsake me. You promised that you would supply all my needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, I'm not going to fear not, because you said over in Isaiah 41 and 13, fear not, I am with you. And then 41 and 14 says, fear not, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So everything causing you fear will have to deal with God. That's the bottom line. Everything that's causing you fear will have to deal with God. Those who war against you shall be as nothing, according to the word. Why? For the Lord our God will hold our right hand, and he will lead us and he will guide us. And I just want to share this with you. Remember over in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, and some of you may not be familiar with this, but over in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 7, Samaria was besieged by the Syrians, and they could not go in or out. And as a result, famine started. The famine was so severe that people were eating their own children. That's how severe that famine was. And the prophet Elijah prophesied that in 24 hours, there will be plenty. So four lepers decided to go to the camp of the Syrians. And they thought to themselves, if we die, we die. So fear is meant to keep one in bondage. Fear is meant to keep us in bondage and not to move. The moment you make a move, you break the yoke of fear. Let me say that again. The moment you make a move, you break the yoke of fear. Fear will not be your portion. Then if you do not make a move, God cannot help. I often say God helps those who help themselves, and then he can only do what you allowed him to do. In so many words, you need to make a move. The four lepers moved. And as they were getting closer to the Syrian camp, God amplified the sound of the feet of the lepers. Never mind the fact that they were probably didn't even have any toes because they were lepers, you know, who knows? But God amplified the sound of their feet to sound like a battalion on horses were coming their way. Fear gripped, it turned around and it gripped the Syrians, and they fled, leaving all their goods behind. And God will cause your enemy to fear the moment you move. So don't forget to make your move. Then the same thing happened over in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, where Goliath tormented Israel for 40 days. Over in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, it said, out of fear, Israel did not move. David came from the bush and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defied the armies of God? And David moved and Goliath was defeated. The Philistines took off running out of fear. And until you make a move, God can't help you. How to get rid of fear? Let me just leave this with you. Step one, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's how you can help to get you rid of fear. Then two, pray against the spirit of fear. Pray, switch it from fear to prayer. Pray against the spirit of fear and the effect of fear. And then three, make a move against what is causing you fear. What is it that is causing you fear? Be bold enough and make a move to it. And even as I end today's word of inspiration, I want to remind you of the scripture of that I found over in 2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, verse 7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And I just want to say this to you. I may not be able to hear you on this afternoon, but I want to encourage you to repeat the following after me as I close. God has not given me the spirit of fear. Say that to yourself or say it out loud. God has not given me the spirit of fear. God has given me power, love, and a sound mind. Repeat that. God has given me power, love, and a sound mind. And then we can go ahead and we can declare, therefore, anything contrary to what God gave me must be terminated. I'm going to say that again so that you can repeat it. Therefore, anything contrary to what God gave me must be terminated. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So in closing, I want to challenge you on today to write down your fears and address your fears. Stop ignoring them, but deal with them. And as I often say, God cannot heal what you conceal. God cannot heal what you conceal. That's what I was trying to say earlier, that God cannot heal what you conceal. So if you keep it to yourself and you want healing, you've got to talk about it. So God cannot heal what you conceal. Pray over each fear. Cast your fears to God in prayer, because God cares. After you have been real with yourself and you turn your fears over to God in prayer, talk to him about your fears. After you've talked to God, shift your focus off your fears and put your focus on prayer. This is today's word of inspiration. I pray that it has inspired you. I pray that it has empowered you to turn your fears into prayer. This is the word of inspiration on today. We're going to shift at this time into prayer, and we just want to just begin to worship God and to honor him and to give him all the praise. We want to open up our mouths and just begin to magnify him and let him know how much we appreciate him. Let him know who he is to you. Father, we thank you and we bless your name on today. God, it's in the name of Jesus that we want to say thank you for this set time of corporate prayer. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for allowing us to come together yet another Friday, God, at the end of the week to hear a word of inspiration, oh God, to inspire us, to push us, to give us what we need, oh God, to go to another level. Father, we say thank you. God, we thank you that we realize that we can open up our mouths and just to magnify you and glorify you, and we don't take that for granted, God, because somebody else cannot open up their mouths just to say thank you. So God, we will not take this time for granted. So we will open up our mouths and we will say thank you. You have been so good to each and every one of us. Thank you in all things. You said in your word, in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So Father, on today, on this afternoon, we give thanks unto you because we realize that you are a great God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. God, you're so wonderful. Your greatness is unsearchable. So we take this time to give you praise and we honor you on today. We thank you for your spirit that's in our lives. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for making us aware, oh God, that you are near. For in your presence, God, there's peace. In your presence, God, there's comfort. In your presence, God, there is joy and there's breakthrough. There's restoration. God, there's deliverance in your presence. So we thank you for being in our presence. And when you are in our presence, God, we know that we are free. In your presence, oh God, there's life and life more abundantly. So Father, we take this time to say thank you. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, God. Thank you for cleansing us, God. Thank you for allowing us access to you, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we don't have to go through a priest and ask for forgiveness. But God, because of what Jesus did, oh God, over 2,000 years ago, God, because he came, he bled and he died for us, we can come to you boldly. And Father, we thank you for giving us the access to come to you at any time, at any hour. God, we say thank you. There's no distance in your spirit. There's no distance in your power. And God, we say thank you. We honor you, oh God, for the word that you have given me to share with your people on today, God. We thank you for the word that to shift our fear into prayer, and that fear will not be our portion. So Father, we release fear in the name of Jesus. You said in your word over in 2 Timothy that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So God, this afternoon, we release fear from our lives and ask that you, God, will bury it. Fear, oh God, God, to chase our dreams. Fear to trust you, oh God. Fear to step into what you've called us to do. Fear to release some things and people out of our lives. Fear, God, will be buried on today, Father. We thank you and we honor you, and we will not allow the fear to consume us anymore, God. God, we know that it will rise its ugly head up, but we will not allow fear to consume us anymore in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word, and we stand on your word, and we stand on your promises, oh God. For over in Isaiah 43, you said, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. And God, just like you spoke to Jacob and to Israel, God, we will not fear because you have formed us, oh God. You have redeemed us, and we thank you right now, and we honor you for all things that you have done. Father, I pray, oh God, for everyone who is on this line. I pray, oh God, that you will just bless them and that you will keep them. And even during this holiday season, God, many are going through right now, Father. But Father, I pray that even as they are going through, oh God, that you will be the God of comfort, that you will be the God of strength, that you will be the God of power, that you, oh God, will do a new thing, that you, oh God, will speak to them, oh God, even when they are missing a loved one, oh God. This may be their first time, oh God, without them during the holidays. Then this may be their 10th time. Whatever the time may be, God, I pray your comfort and your strength in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them and remind them, oh God, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Help them to have the beautiful memories that they had down through the years with their loved ones, and let them capture those moments, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you will lift up their heads, oh God, and that you will massage their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. We thank you, oh God, for this season. We thank you for this Christmas season. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God. It's because of Jesus Christ we are saved, and we thank you for salvation. If there's anyone who is listening on this call who is not saved, Father, I pray that you will touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for salvation over their lives. I pray that you will use us, those who are saved, oh God, to be, oh God, that witness to someone, oh God, to lead someone to Christ, to put a seed, oh God, in their spirit, and you water it, God, in the name of Jesus. You give the increase in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your promises. And we have no reason to fear because we know that you are with us. You are holding our hand. You are leading us and you are guiding us. And fear will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you. We honor you. And it's in the strong name of Jesus that we pray. And we thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done, what you continue to do with this company. God, over 50 years of service. God, we say thank you. Over 50 years you've been leading them. Over 50 years you've been holding their hand. Over 50 years you've been guiding them. Continue, oh God, to walk with Pierce Insurance. Continue, oh God, to help them to have their ears to your lips as you lead them and as you guide them, oh God, as a company. Thank you for their leadership. Thank you, oh God, for Lonnie, oh God, and thank you for Patricia. Thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for every person, oh God, who has a contract with us. God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for every company and for every individual. Bless them, oh God, and keep them. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.